Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are two things I don't trust. I don't trust man measurements, and I don't trust a man's timeline. Let me tell you why.
I need you to elaborate on both of those.
Well, come on. Have you ever heard those fishing stories? The fish was not that big. And two, anytime my husband tells me, hey, I'm going to start a project, it's only going to be like a month, times that by 6 every time.
I think that's standard for men.
So the latest project going on at my house is my husband is building like this like patio thing,
awesome.
Like deck area. So they started it a couple months ago.
Him and a friend or?
Him and like our handyman guy that he does a lot of projects with. So they came over, they built like the outline for it. I don't know the correct terms for it, but pretty much like it's all put out in wood, right? So then him and I go last weekend and we go get these special boards that go over it so that it'll be durable during the summer and stuff like that. We go to pick it up and they're like, oh no, you can't have wood underneath this. This is meant to just be your actual deck. So for the last 2 months, everything they've been doing on the weekends now has to get pulled up.
A complete waste of time.
And money.
Oh no.
And you can tell when we went to go pick up the supplies, he looked at me like, oh, she's gonna get mad. Yep. I'm like, dude. Come on. Like, I get trying to do your own projects and stuff, and thank you for trying to make our house beautiful, but come on. What a waste of time and money.
See, this is where I'm smart. I don't have the ego. I know my limitations in life, so I will make sure professionals do it because I don't want to do it.
And there's just something about when it's a house project. It's something's going to go wrong. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I tried to do one house project in my life, and it was something as simple as hanging a TV on the wall.
And?
It fell off the wall and broke. It did. It smashed. It was like a $500 TV, and that was the end of ever doing a project by myself again.
Did you have a house project that went wrong? What happened? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
Those home projects, sometimes you just don't realize you can't do it yourself till it's too late, like Kelly's husband found out.
Man, I love that man, but sometimes his house projects, our bathroom, he told me, 1 month. It was a year, and he ended up putting in the same size tub.
951 says, never, ever, ever think you can sand and paint your kitchen cabinets. It took us a year to finish. We have an open concept that took forever. It looks lovely now, though.
The open concept, we don't have doors on it. Don in Riverside, what was your house project that went wrong?
I did a complete remodel for my kid's wedding. We had his wedding in the back of our house. So I did all new flooring, ripped out the entire kitchen cabinets, all new stairs, everything. The part that went wrong is when I was laying the floor, I had probably 4 feet left to lay. And I cut the end of my finger almost off.
Oh.
The
tablecloth.
Oh my gosh.
So that was not fun.
You literally put blood, sweat, and tears into your daughter's wedding.
My son's wedding, but yes.
Did you go straight to the emergency room, or what'd you do?
Yeah, luckily my stepdaughter was home, and she called her. They called her sister, and she came and picked me up and took me to the hospital. So now I have a little bit less finger on one of my fingers.
Okay, I'll stop complaining. I was mad about lost time and money, not body parts.
2 months, though. Is he going to do the whole thing again himself?
Yeah, they started it over again this weekend.
Oh, so he hasn't learned his lesson yet?
No. We'll see how it goes.
Do you have a voice in what he's going to do?
I never have a say in all projects. You know how many projects we have ongoing at our house right now?
Oh, my gosh. I love him.
You don't want to know. What was your house project that went wrong? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog.
I let you drive around my mind.
Owning a home is so much fun and so expensive.
Right.
Especially when you start doing your own house projects because you think, you know what, this is going to save me money. I'll do it myself. Not if you do it wrong.
Your husband sent you back 2 months and you're having a glorified venting session.
Then this is not the first project that has taken way longer than he said it would.
It happens to a lot of people. The 951 here says a house project that went wrong was when me and my dad started laying concrete in the backyard and we didn't completely flatten out the ground before we laid the concrete.
Uh-oh.
So it cracked. Disaster. We're sorry for you.
Yeah, concrete's not cheap. Yeah, I know that one firsthand. Joe in Fontana, what happened to you?
I wouldn't necessarily call it wrong, but I did have a house project that took about 2 years.
How long was it supposed to take?
4 months, maybe.
What happened?
So I was in the middle of, I framed it all up. I got the floor framed up, and then my golden retriever decided to have her puppies in the corner. So I kind of just left it alone and, let them be right there. And, you know, then after that, money became an issue, obviously. But, yeah, it took me about 2 years to do a 15 by 20 room.
I have so many questions. Like, are you married? Because if you were my husband, which we've been through that, that's a rough patch.
I learned my lesson once when a TV I hung on the wall fell off the wall and cracked and it was a disaster and cost me $500. Never again, Kelly. Never.
Well, nothing like this one from the 951. Kelly texted in and said, my husband decided to put new linoleum in the kitchen. He moved the fridge out. So when we were done, he put the fridge back in. It tore an 18-inch rip in the brand new flooring.
Wow. Here's where it's a real problem for guys, because we have an ego and we're determined to get it right. And we will do it over and over again, no matter what the money costs. When we say we, not me personally, I'm the opposite. But the majority of men who are actual men.
I just want it to get done. Please.